Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Battle of Gettysburg, A Brief Look at Lee, Lincoln, and The Bloody Turning Point in the Civil War by Eric Porterfield is a concise work of Civil War history centered on the three-day battle fought in Pennsylvania in July 1863 and its broader political meaning. Based on the title and available public information, the book appears designed as an accessible overview rather than a specialist military monograph. Its focus brings together three connected subjects: Robert E. Lee and the Confederate invasion of the North, Abraham Lincoln and the national purpose attached to the war, and Gettysburg as a violent turning point in the conflict. The value of such a brief treatment lies in compression. It introduces readers to the strategic stakes, the human cost, and the symbolic legacy of the battle without requiring prior expertise in 19th century military history. The book fits best within introductory Civil War nonfiction for general readers. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Lee Northern Campaign and the strategic gamble behind Gettysburg, a central theme suggested by the book, is the importance of Robert E. Lee Northern Movement in 1863. Gettysburg did not occur as an isolated clash. It emerged from a Confederate attempt to shift pressure away from Virginia, threaten Northern territory, gather supplies, and potentially influence Union morale and politics. A brief account of the battle must therefore explain why Lee accepted the risks of operating far from his logistical base. His Army of Northern Virginia had achieved major victories before Gettysburg, which made a bold advance appear plausible. But the campaign also exposed the Confederates to coordination problems, uncertain intelligence, and the difficulty of forcing favorable terms on unfamiliar ground. The significance of this topic is that it prevents Gettysburg from being read only as a dramatic battlefield episode. The battle becomes a test of strategic ambition. Lee sought a result large enough to change the war, while the Union command had the opportunity to defend Northern soil and blunt Confederate momentum. Understanding this strategic gamble helps readers see why defeat at Gettysburg was so damaging to Confederate hopes. Secondly, the three-day battle as a sequence of escalating tactical decisions, the battle itself is best understood as a sequence rather than a single event. On the first day, fighting began northwest of Gettysburg and expanded as both armies fed troops into the area. Union forces were pushed back through the town, but occupied strong defensive ground south of it. On the second day, Confederate attacks struck both Union flanks, producing severe fighting at places such as Little Round Top, the Wheatfield, and the Peach Orchard. On the third day, the Confederate assault, commonly known as Picket Charge, failed against the Union center, marking the climax of Lee's attempt to break the defensive line. A concise book on Gettysburg has to simplify this complexity, yet the sequence matters because each day shaped the next. Terrain, timing, leadership, fatigue, and incomplete information all affected the outcome. The reader gains more than a list of famous battlefield locations. The battle becomes a case study in how military decisions accumulate under pressure. This approach also clarifies why Gettysburg remains a standard example of the relationship between command judgment and battlefield geography. Thirdly, Lincoln's role in turning battlefield sacrifice into national meaning. The inclusion of Abraham Lincoln in the title points to the political and moral dimension of Gettysburg. Lincoln did not command troops on the field, but he shaped the meaning of the war and later gave national language to the sacrifice made there. By 1863, the Civil War was no longer only a struggle to preserve the Union. After the Emancipation Proclamation, it was also tied to the destruction of slavery and the redefinition of American democracy. Gettysburg, therefore, mattered beyond the casualty lists and battlefield movements. Lincoln later used the dedication of the Soldier Cemetery at Gettysburg to frame the dead as participants in an unfinished national task. A brief book that connects Lee and Lincoln can show the contrast between military effort and political interpretation. Lee represented the Confederate bid to secure independence through battlefield success, while Lincoln represented the Union effort to turn survival into a renewed national purpose. This theme helps readers understand why Gettysburg became a civic symbol rather than merely a military victory. Fourthly, Gettysburg as a turning point without reducing the war to one battle. The subtitle identifies Gettysburg as a bloody turning point, a common but important interpretation that requires careful handling. Gettysburg did not immediately end the Civil War, and the Confederacy continued to fight for nearly two more years. Its significance lies instead in what it changed and what it prevented. Lee failed to win a decisive victory on Northern soil. The Army of Northern Virginia suffered losses that were difficult to replace, and Confederate hopes for a dramatic political or diplomatic breakthrough diminished. At nearly the same time, the Union victory at Vicksburg strengthened Northern control of the Mississippi River, making July 1863 especially damaging for the Confederacy. For readers, the phrase turning point should not mean that everything after Gettysburg was inevitable. Rather, it marks a shift in momentum and possibility. A compact account can be useful here because it distinguishes between mythic simplicity and historical consequence. Gettysburg mattered because it narrowed Confederate options, strengthened Union confidence, and became central to later memory of the war. Lastly, the human cost and memory of a battlefield transformed into a national landmark. Gettysburg is inseparable from its human cost. The battle produced enormous casualties over 3 days, with tens of thousands killed, wounded, captured, or missing. A brief history of the battle must acknowledge that strategic and political meanings were built upon extreme suffering experienced by soldiers, civilians, medical workers, and families. This dimension keeps the subject from becoming only a study of generals and maneuvers. The aftermath also shaped the landscape itself. Burial, commemoration, veterans' reunions, monuments, and preservation turned Gettysburg into one of the most important memory sites in the United States. The battlefield became a place where Americans debated courage, sacrifice, Union, slavery, reconciliation, and national identity. In this respect, the book likely functions as an entry point into both history and memory. Readers are introduced not only to what happened in July 1863, but also to why the event remained culturally powerful. Gettysburg endures because it combines military scale, political consequence, moral interpretation, and visible public remembrance in one location. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want a compact introduction to Gettysburg without the density of a full campaign study. It should appeal to students, general history readers, Civil War beginners, and anyone seeking a quick orientation before visiting the battlefield or reading more advanced works. Its practical benefit is clarity by linking Lee, Lincoln, and the turning point idea. It gives readers a framework for understanding why the battle mattered militarily, politically, and symbolically. Its intellectual benefit is perspective. Gettysburg can easily be reduced to famous names and dramatic moments, but a focused overview helps connect the Confederate invasion, Union defense, Lincoln national vision, and the long memory of sacrifice. Compared with large Gettysburg histories, this book appears to stand out through brevity and accessibility rather than archival depth or tactical exhaustiveness. That positioning is useful. Many readers need a reliable conceptual map before they can appreciate more detailed studies by specialist historians. The book likely serves that role by emphasizing the central figures, the battlefield turning point, and the wider Civil War meaning in a manageable form. Its strongest value is not in replacing comprehensive works, but in preparing readers to understand why Gettysburg remains one of the defining events in American history. If you would like to support Eric Porterfield, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.